I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. In past shows, we've discussed the Lincoln Penny, the Buffalo Nickel, and the Mercury Dime. This week, let's check out the strange story of the George Washington Quarter. George Washington was born in 1732. In 1930, with his 200th birthday fast approaching, the Congress of the United States established a commission to plan activities to celebrate the event. One of the recommendations the committee made was that for the year 1932, and 1932 only, a George Washington half dollar should be minted. Then, in 1933, the regular half dollar would come back. But Congress rejected that proposal. Instead, they directed that a new quarter be designed to honor George's birthday, and the design would not be for just one year, but would be used in the following years, too. Enter Laura Garden Fraser. If that last name Fraser sounds familiar, it should. Her husband, James Earl Fraser, designed the Buffalo Nickel that had been in circulation since 1913. Both Frasers were sculptors and designers of medals, and Laura was no slouch. She designed commemorative coins for several states and for at least one other country. She designed several medals for Congress, the Benjamin Franklin Congressional Medal, the Charles Lindbergh Congressional Medal, and the George Washington Congressional Medal. And now it gets interesting. The Bicentennial Committee and the United States Fine Arts Commission unanimously agreed that Laura Fraser's design for the George Washington Congressional Medal should also be the design for the new Washington Quarter. But Treasury Secretary Andrew Mellon, who had final say, refused to accept Laura Fraser's design and instead announced a competition for the design of the new quarter. And so 98 artists submitted designs for the new George Washington Quarter. Guess who won the competition? Laura Garden Fraser. Guess what Treasury Secretary Mellon did? He refused to accept the results, and instead decided to use a design by another sculptor named John Flanagan. The Arts Commission was upset about that, and they requested that the final decision be postponed until the artists who had been involved in the competition could have more time to refine their entries. Mellon agreed to that. Again, the Laura Fraser design won. And even though Andrew Mellon was now gone, the new Treasury Secretary, Ogden Mills, refused to change Mellon's decision, and so one of the losing designs, the one submitted by John Flanagan, was officially accepted as the new George Washington Quarter, and is still on our quarters today, over 80 years and literally billions of quarters later. Why was Andrew Mellon so persistent in rejecting Laura Garden Fraser's design, even though it was officially recommended unanimously over Flanagan's design three times? Nobody really knows. Some think it's because he didn't like the idea of a woman winning. Others say no, he just liked Flanagan's design better. Did he have the legal right to ignore the voting results? Yes. Did he have the moral right? What do you think? There is an ironic footnote to this story. Though Laura Fraser's design was shunned for the coin honoring the 200th anniversary of George Washington's birth, her same design was accepted 67 years later for the coin honoring the 200th anniversary of George Washington's death. In 1999, the United States Mint issued a commemorative $5 gold piece featuring Laura Garden Fraser's original design. For more articles on metal detecting and treasure hunting, and a look at my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, visit treasuremanual.com. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.